You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
$500 million for a skills package. The idea is to ensure that the Australians can gain skills to get jobs tomorrow. Joining us to elaborate on this is the Minister for Employment, Skills, Small and Family Business, Michaela Cash. Welcome to SBS.
Absolutely fabulous to be with you, and hello to all your listeners.
The government already invests over $3 billion into the vocational education training sector each year. How will this additional $500 million be used?
Well, as you know, the skills that are needed in today's workforce, they're constantly evolving. And what employers are telling us is they're increasingly wanting workers who are job ready, with practical skills and an employment history. And this is exactly what a vocational education and training system provides to us. So the government understands that we need to ensure that Australians have the skills for the jobs of today, but also for the jobs of tomorrow. And that is exactly what our investment of in excess of $500 million is going to do.
You mentioned in your speech yesterday at the National Vocational Education and Training Research Conference that 7 out of 10 of the fastest growing occupations have a VET qualification pathway. Which are these occupations we're talking about?
So we're basically looking at occupations including, say, aged care and disabled carers, child carers, software programmers, but also, you know, education aid chefs and public relations and sales managers. So it's a pretty wide gamut of occupations that people could choose from.
The $500 million package is also going to be used to establish a new National Skills Commission. We would love to know more about this.
So in relation to the National Skills Commission, we'll shortly be announcing a National Skills Commissioner. But this is all about ensuring that we have a responsive and flexible VET system so that we can equip Australians with the skills they need today and in the future. But at the same time, we're ensuring that we deliver the skilled workers needed by Australian businesses. So the Skills Commission is going to look at how we can partner with industry in developing new qualifications to meet the demand for skills in the future. And this will be done through our National Skills Organisation. But a National Skills Commission will also look at how we drive long-term reform of the VET sector by providing consistent national leadership.
How, according to you, could this affect the national immigration policy? Because we look at skilled labour from outside.
Well, look, in terms of job creation, the government has actually committed to creating, an additional 1.25 million jobs over the next 5 years for Australians. And that's why we're making this investment, because this is all about equipping Australians for the jobs of the future. We want to ensure that in terms of our domestic policy, we have the best possible settings, the settings right, to give Australians the opportunity so that we can deliver the skills for today and tomorrow.
Right. There is also quite a bit elaborative plan on the Australian apprentice wage subsidy trial.
So this is a really exciting trial. It's the first time a government has trialled a wage subsidy for apprentices. So we announced the trial in January of this year. It is for rural and regional Australia, and in particular focuses on small and family businesses. Mm-hmm. It is for around 1,620 businesses, and the places in the wage subsidy trial, they were snapped up within the first few days of the program. It's a 75% of the apprentice's award wage is subsidised in the first year, 50% in the second year, and 25% in the third year. And because the trial was so successful, it reopened on the 1st of July, mm-hmm. and it is again open to businesses in rural and regional Australia but in particular small and family businesses that are looking at taking on an additional apprentice for their business.
Thank you so much for elaborating on this new package and joining us on SBS today.
Absolutely fantastic to be with you.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.